That note, I'd like to call the October 12, 2023, 6 p.m. meeting of Laws, Rules,
I'd say it on the record.
And Government Service Committee meeting to order. Present, we have myself, legislators Gavaris and Levine, and Leader Ronk. We're also joined by Minority Counsel, legislators Petit and Turner, and Deputy Executive Kelly. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Adopted. Can I get a motion for discussion? Resolution 371.
I'll move that.
So, Legislative T, I think all we need to do with what you've presented us is on page 2 in section, in part 1 of section 2. We just needed to say, in a district lying wholly within the boundaries of one town or city, do we say village, town, or city there?
Town, village.
Wait, we're in section 1 or 2?
1. Section 2, part 1.
About town, city, or village?
So it's just that one section. It should just, we just need to include
city,
the word.
Town, or village?
Yeah, whatever. We just need to add village there, and then said village, town, and or city. And then the formula should work fine. Yeah, can I get a motion to make that?
We also need to make that in number 2, don't we?
Yeah, make that throughout the document.
Yeah. I'll second it.
All in favor of that amendment?
Aye.
Opposed? Nope. So then we should be covered, so I'm good with passing it.
Now... Okay, so if you're going to pass it as is, I don't know if I want to throw another ringer in there, but somebody had asked that the, so it would be A of section 2.
A of
section 2.
Mm-hmm. After A of section 2.
Vacancy in the county legislature.
I feel like I've got two different, a vacancy, okay, at which the vacancy occurs and enrolled in the same party of the legislator who created the vacancy.
Nah.
No. I don't like getting into the political.
In your party, if you were to step away, but the rest of the board was the other party, you feel comfortable?
I doubt very highly that would happen.
Yeah.
Okay, so it would happen.
It could potentially happen in the
My thing is that if you had a really qualified independent or something like that, or a conservative, you couldn't do it. To me, you have to rely on the board itself. I think that putting politics into it hurts the whole idea of independence we've tried to have with this.
Okay.
I think right now you're more likely to put somebody of the same party in when the legislature does it than if the towns did it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Levine made the amendment. So, as amended, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye. Woo! Yay.
Fist bump.
Fist bumps. Go fist bumps.
No, just
Resolution number 462, motion to discuss.
I'll move it.
Second. I know Phil Erner's working diligently with the executive's office, but has asked for a postponement of 1 month.
I'll move that we postpone until next month.
On the postponement, Legislator Erner.
Thanks. Has the committee, though, adopted the current, what's presented here? Because I still see a bold and a strike through.
I think that just shows where we've gotten to.
No.
No?
That's new language you haven't even seen.
Oh.
We have the newest language.
That was... this hasn't changed since last month, and this is not, to my knowledge, anything that the executive has concern about. Deputy Kelly, you can correct me if you're under a different impression.
I'm not. Amanda has been working on this one. She's a secretary.
Yeah. So we did talk today, and... Amanda and I, and as we see, she's not able to be here, but none of this bold... Well, I would ask the committee to consider just adopting the amendments and then postponing.
Yeah. We'll table the postponement. I'll make a motion to adopt the amendments. that okay with folks?
We'll
wait to make the. It's not necessary right now.
I'd be voting no tonight if we were to do that. So
let's hold on that.
Okay. All right. I move we take off the table the motion to postpone.
I thought you seconded it.
No.
I move we postpone it for a month. Then
second. All in favor of postponement?
Aye.
Aye. Next up, resolution 553. Legislator Maloney is not here. I'm going to ask that we postpone it.
I'll move we postpone it.
Second. All in favor of postponement?
Aye.
Aye. Resolution 595, setting a public hearing on local law number 12. Motion?
I'll move it.
Second. This is Legislator Levine's.
Yes. As stated in the legislative intent, I think it's quite important that we are elected officials in this legislature for a 24-month term, and as of right now, we are really only doing 22 months worth of committee work. I also think in terms of if we pass this local law. It's going to allow us to have that continuity in committees in the off year January to continue to have committees constituted and doing work. So I think if we're getting 24 months worth of pay for legislators to be putting in close to 24 months worth of legislative business, I think is quite important. And I think for continuity's purpose, I think it's important to have an elected legislative chair have that assurance that they're going to have be serving throughout the 2-year term of the legislature. So that's why I decided to put this forward right now.
Leader Wong to second that.
I put this forward when there were Republican or more Republican-friendly chairs in the legislature. The Democrats defeated it. I'll be interested to see what happens with this group of Democrats. I've always thought that the chair should be 2 years. I agree
with the removal of the chair, by a motion from the floor by 2/3. I think it's great. The only change I would make is rather than saying during the first organizational meeting, I would remove the word first, because the first meeting of the year of the term is the organizational meeting. The second one is a reorganizational meeting.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to make that amendment?
Oh, I didn't know if Leader Ronk was proposing a friendly.
Since you're sitting on the committee, you have to
agree to
an amendment.
Can you just list where that is in the local law? Just it's in.
First page, right, during the rule. First, so you would strike the word
kind of
first,
a weird rule,
and just so it would say during the organizational meeting for each new county
legislature. Yes, I will make that.
I'll make that motion.
I will make that motion.
Who made that motion?
Me and Gavaris.
Oh, I didn't know if I had to make it.
No. You just have to consent to it.
Oh yes, and I consent to it. Yes.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? On the resolution as amended. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Public hearing is set for whenever it says it's set. Resolution 596. This passed the health committee last night. Ooh, you had a barn burner last night, legislator Erner. Passed health committee 4-3. The motion to postpone was defeated 3-4. Floor is yours.
You need a motion and a second.
Can I get a motion and a second to discuss? I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
Legislator Ronk, I expressed to Legislator Erner that I think this is a really interesting idea. I know it's something other municipalities have discussed, but that for now, the best course of action would be to look at the ARPA funding we provided for legal services of the Hudson Valley, and yeah. look at a budget amendment to make sure they can continue to have expanded support in Ulster County. I think that's the best way forward at this time in the year. Then discuss this as a policy with county hires and so on.
I mean, I'd be a no on this, you know, if it were tonight. I think that it's well intentioned.
Yeah, you know me, legislator, and I'm only open to it as a budget amendment in support of legal services of the Hudson Valley, as they already have the infrastructure set up. They just need the funding to ensure, and because we're not going to have ARPA money, and you said that clerks of that money is in there. Oh, wait, is the money in there we found? Did we find the money to continue that funding level for...
I can check. I wasn't
did you say the clerk found the executive did put the money in? Or didn't?
I believe so, but I haven't seen it specifically, and the clerk didn't specify where it was.
But I think that's how I would be open to supporting this. I think I would be most impactful. It's the same, nothing different than what I said to you Tuesday. So what would you, is a request by you to the committee, knowing where folks are at?
I mean, it sounds like you wouldn't support adopting the law, at least based on information you have now.
Yeah.
But even a set of hearings, I'm still gathering information. Like what I wasn't able to say in the caucus, because I failed to say so, but I had the information. We do have information on number of evictions in Ulster County, which is likely an undercount, even according to Councillor Gucci, based on his experience on the bench in Rosendale. That was one of the questions, like how many people is this going to serve? Cost figures, we have some estimates. I know that's for more for ways and means. But I do have a meeting tomorrow with Legal Services of the Hudson Valley, their Kingston office, to talk about this. I will note that they just established this sort of office in Westchester County, where Legal Services headquarters Legal Services of the Hudson Valley is headquartered. I have not talked with a Westchester Board of Supervisors member yet, or like
their legislature down there.
Board of Legislators, excuse me. Yeah, I haven't. Anyway, I'm working on these conversations. I would appreciate support, at least for public hearing, even if folks aren't ready. If folks think this is a totally bad idea, then I guess.
I don't think it's a bad idea. I just think how we do it should be differently.
No, I understand.
I'd support the service. I just think that we should empower legal services like we did with the ARPA, some ARPA money to, since they already have the infrastructure and so. And just because my personal experience, right now I currently just got a constituent hooked up with legal services, not related to housing, related to disability, but they've taken him on as a client and really helped. So that's
Chris
how,
had something to say, too. I have just concerns on organizational structure. There's been no consultation with the public defender's office.
Yeah. I can talk to you about that.
Okay, I oversee the public defender's office. There's been no consultation with me, who oversees that entire unit, and the organization that would support this. I'm concerned about the county taking an adversarial role in a civil proceeding, so I have concerns there. I understand that Westchester just announced it earlier this year, so we're certainly going to reach out to our counterparts in County Executive Latimer's office. This is also, a half a million to $750,000 additional expense on a new service. I think that's fairly accurate, and I think this is a massive program that shouldn't be just pushed to a public hearing and pushed through without significant analysis, because what starts at a half a million becomes a million very quickly over time with salary increases and increased demand. So I just hope we don't take this lightly. It's a massive change in how we operate.
I mean, if I could just, you know, following up on what Chris said, I mean,
you know, without having delved deep into the possibilities, it's entirely possible that we'd have a member of the public defender's office fighting the Department of Finance in rem proceedings.
Yeah, no, I don't even know how that would happen. For it to be an outside organization providing these services. Also, lawyers are expensive.
Verified. Let us say to Erna.
Okay. Well, apologies to the deputy executive that we haven't talked yet. I did talk with the public defender who her main issue, her main question was, is this something that's legal to do, which I'm informed that it is, but I also understand what the deputy executive has said. I will say, assuming that budget line is in there for legal services, I would hope that could be combined into the service of this office. It would have two attorneys, a paralegal as contemplated by our Clerk Feaster, but anyway, I understand.
I'm willing about to make a motion to postpone.
I just have to ask though, like, based on what experience is two attorneys and a paralegal able to handle an excess caseload where Hudson Valley Legal Services is not? I don't understand how that's being pushed out there and that's going to be adequate, because I know I'm under state requirements for the public defender's office of what it means to provide equitable coverage and counsel to clients. So how many cases is this, and how many is each going to handle, and what happens if it exceeds? Because I am under state requirements that if it exceeds, I have to increase headcount. Am I going to be required to do that here?
Legislator Erna?
Yeah, so this contemplates the office would be empowered to make outside referrals. Legal Services does have funding that doesn't come from the county, and certain of our residents would qualify for that. Other residents would not, which is part of the reason to create an office that would cover those residents. Or, I understand, we did that with the ARPA money and covered some folks who would not be covered under their federal contracts. But nothing would prevent this office from connecting folks with existing services that were already funded by other things, but also they would have a 6-month period to set up their office and make those mm-hmm. determinations.
So I'm willing to make a motion to postpone 1 month, or would you prefer, if that's okay with you?
Yeah, I think if it's sure. I mean, if you this probably doesn't have a chance to.
Well, like, you can decide if you want to go the budget amendment route. Or find that money to make sure it's there to support legal services. But right now, it's either going down or this month.
Yeah, okay.
So I'll make a motion to postpone 1 month. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? So next Wednesday at 2:30, I thought we made good progress the first way through. We'll just do your mental homework. Well, we await our esteemed councils to get back with us for our council pins. And it's got a very nice wing from minority council, so I think they're going to crush it. And hopefully we'll be able to... And I'm glad we were able to move Laura's thing off the docket, so we're in good shape. Double fist pumps. Go team. Motion to adjourn?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed.
What's the...